You know what today is? Are you awake? You know what today is? This is the greatest season of your life. Not only is it the greatest season of your life, but this is the day that the Lord has made. We say it all the time here. The day didn't just show up. God made today. God made today. Say, God made today. God made today. God made today. The mighty one. God the Lord. The mighty one. God the Lord speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Did you hear what I said? The mighty one. God the Lord, the mighty one, God the Lord speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. God summoned today. The word says, in the beginning was the Word. There isn't anything beyond the Word. There really isn't anything but the Word that matters. The Word. In the beginning was the Word. And then something profoundly powerful. And the Word became flesh. What are you today? Flesh. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld the only begotten of the Father, full of glory. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Can you say amen? Come on. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Can you say amen? Come on, like this. Come on. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph, the Word says. Welcome to everyone in the house and those that have joined us online. I want you to join us in faith, believing this is the greatest season of your life. All kinds of things are going around, going on, taking place. You know, a very prominent question throughout the press, especially Christendom, is what is God doing? Or what will the Lord do? And that's a good question. But I know a better one. What is God doing? What is He going to do? It's a good question, but I know a better one. A better one is, who is He going to do it through? Who is going to do it through? Who is He going to do it through? Say amen. Isaiah said one time he was in the presence of the Lord, and the Word says he saw the temple of God and it was filled with smoke. And a seraphim flew and declared, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." And the Word says that Isaiah's heart smote himself because he said, "I just feel unworthy to be in the presence of the Lord." And the Word says that a seraphim took a coal from off the altar and touched his lips and purged his lips and said, "Your sins are removed. You are forgiven." So I say to you, your sins are forgiven if you believe, if you will receive. And then Isaiah said, "I'll be the one." When he heard God say, "Whom shall we send?" Today, God is asking, "Whom shall we send?" This isn't an ordinary day. This is a day that God has summoned from the rising of the sun to its setting. This isn't just another day. Whom will we send? Through whom will God do the work that God wills to do? Can you say yes? And amen. Is there an Isaiah in the house that will say, "Use me, Lord. send me. Because I have to tell you, it's only just begun. What God has spoken to you, I want to tell you, today is a time of prophetic fulfillment from seasons back, a long time back. Can you remember your words? I know you can. I know you can. I know you can. Can you remember your words? Can you remember the word of the Lord? Was it important enough to you for you to write it down? Was it important enough to you to visit it at least every once in a while? Can you remember the word of the Lord? If God brought a prophetic word to pass, which he has spoken over your life, would you remember the word? Would you know if God was fulfilling a word that he spoke to you so you could believe the word? Would you know, would you know, would you know, would you know if the word was being fulfilled? Would you know, would you know, would you know, would you know if the word was being fulfilled? Would you know, would you know, would you know, would you know if the word was being fulfilled, huh? Would you know, would you know, would you know, would you know if the word was being fulfilled? Would you know, would you know, would you know, would you know if the word was being fulfilled? Would you know, would you know, would you know, would you know if the word was being fulfilled? Call on me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things, inscrutable things, things you do not know. Would you know? Would you know? Would you know? Would you know a word from long ago? Would you know? God, what are you going to do? What's a better question? Through whom will you do what you are going to do? Can you say, send me? Come on. Can you say, send me? Come on, say. Send me.
Send me.
Come on, say. Send me.
Send me.
God doesn't answer you simply because you ask him to. He doesn't answer you just because you pray. He said you keep up all kinds of prayers to me. But he said your heart is far from me. To whom will God honor and respect your request? Who will ascend to the hill of the Lord? They that have clean hands. That's what Isaiah felt. And a pure heart. Those that have literally surrendered themselves to the will of God. It's not your prayers God is looking for. It's your will. Paul in Romans chapter 12 verse 2. He said, we talk about this a lot. We're going to read into it. Read in and get into it way deeper today. Paul said, I beseech you, old King James, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your, old King James, reasonable, which means is your true worship. So what God really receives before he hears your word is if your will is surrendered. Because your will, is either an offering to God or it's an idol to yourself. Your will is either an offering to God or it's an idol to yourself. And God hates idolatry. In the first commandment, God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. He didn't say that just to a generation in that day because they built and made golden calves and different types of idols. It was a standard now and forever. Have no other gods before me. Today in our generation, we would think, who would have an idol? Oh, they're all over the place. They walk around, they talk, they look, they pray, they ask. But Paul said, I urge you by the mercy of God, present yourself, present your will as a sacrifice, willingly. And God isn't going to just answer a prayer where you say, God, if this isn't for me, take it away from me. Because God's given you dominion over the earth. You know what that means? God's saying, if you know it's not for you, you put it away. You walk away. Don't ask God to do something that he's empowered you to do. The dominion and the authority that God has given man, think about it from the very Genesis of time. It wasn't that man was just a superhuman, that he had something extraordinary as far as his human capabilities. Man didn't. Adam and Eve, they didn't have anything any more than you did. Their superpower was when God said, don't touch the tree, because that meant they would keep the word, because the word is the superpower in the garden. And the word is the superpower today. And the power of the word of God is that you surrender to it implicitly, completely, totally, undeniably. And you literally pray what Jesus said to pray, not my will, your will be done. That should be a prayer you pray every day. You should make it a mantra. You should make it part of who you are. God, not my will. And mean it. Not my will, but your will be done. So the power of mankind is the same today as it was then. It's keeping the word. The word. The word. The word. You shouldn't want to do anything unless the word confirms what you're doing is God. If you would be that committed to the word of the Lord, you will be a part of what God has already begun in the earth. God is doing exactly what he said. And God is gathering prophetic words that he's spoken into the lives of people that have heard the word of the Lord. He's bringing it all together right now. And that word makes up and is comprised of the body of Christ, which the word says you and I are a part of. This is a time unlike any other. And I pray those that have ears to hear what the Spirit of God has to say to the church today. And understand what God is saying. If you want God, in simple terms, to answer your prayer, surrender your will. You and your will. You're one of two things. You're either an idol to yourself or you're an offering to God. And Paul said, present yourself a living sacrifice, a willing offering, and you will be received. And this is the blessing. He said, so you may be complete and entire, lacking absolutely nothing. Oftentimes we make the dumbest decisions and settle for far, far less than God has for us, simply because you consider your human limitations instead of exploring your God-given design. You can't just figure out the mind of God. You can take your seats. You can't just figure out the mind of God. And how many times have you tried to figure out why is this happening or why is that happening? You can't figure out the mind of God. You can't really know the mind of God. The word says his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, like the heavens are above the earth, but we're not finished. And he says, my ways aren't your ways. They're far beyond your ways. And the word says no one knows the internals, the spirit, the thoughts of a man, except the spirit of that man. And it says, you compare God in the same way. No one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. So only the Spirit of God can tell you the mind of God. Only the Spirit of God is capable of revealing the mind of God. You can't figure it out. You can't fast into it. You can't pray into understanding. The first thing you have to do is what he said, have no other gods before me. So you're either an idol to yourself or you're an offering to God, and there is no other way. And we're all worshipers. You're born a worshiper. God made mankind to worship, but he doesn't make you worship him. God made us to worship him, but he doesn't make you worship him. The authority that God has given us is a gift. It's a treasured gift. It's called free will. And it's activated by our faith in what God says. And God makes sure you know his word. The word said God has sent his word into all the earth. Even if you've not heard it in the sense that maybe we are hearing it today. God has made sure that he has sent his word. God will speak to you. Remember, he said, you didn't choose me, I've chosen you and I've called you. But the power, the influence of the word of God only is effective in your lives when you've made your will an offering to God. God needs that space. In the beginning, remember, God created the heavens and the earth was void and without form, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God began to give definition to the world. God Almighty, the Lord God, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. God summoned you here today. God summoned you here today. Those that are viewing, those that are listening, there's something very unique about today because God has summoned today by his word. And he's watching over it from the rising of the sun this morning to its setting. And God is watching over his word to perform it. Do you remember the word of the Lord? Do you have a word that you remember? Have you clung to a word that God has spoken? Have you held on to something that God has said to you? Are you believing? Because I'm going to tell you something. God hasn't forgotten one single word that he has spoken to you. And not only has he not forgotten, but he's watching over it to perform it in your lives. So you may think about a word that God's given you from years back. God's will is to perform that will in you. And the walk of his will isn't in waiting, it's in acting and desiring the word of God. We want a lot of things. And a lot of times our prayer, Lord, your will be done, is really saying, God, I'm asking for your approval on my will. But what God's really saying, and I probably said that 10,000 times, what God's really saying to us is when you pray, really pray, and the word became flesh. You literally, Matt Crouch just said to me, he looked in my eyes today, not knowing what I was talking about, and said, you are the word today. You are the word today. The word says his word dwells in you. Do you know that you are his word today? In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God, and the same is in the beginning with God. Is he or is he not with us today? Why the separation? What are we waiting for in time? There is no time in the elements of God's reality. There is no time. There is no such thing. There isn't anything that we wait for. We anticipate God doing something based on our limitations, and so we make really bad choices, really weak choices. Instead of investigating your design, if you knew your design, you would find the will of the Lord. You may not be able to figure out God's will, and you can't. You can't. He said you can't. He said only the Spirit of God can reveal. But yet the Word says, but yet the Spirit of the Lord is revealing, because the Spirit of God seeks and searches out the deep things of God, deep things. Not the surface things that we want. Paul found it out. He said, listen, God will satisfy you beyond your expectations. There is a life that exists in the here and now that is so surpassing anything you feel you have fallen short of, or anything that God has not done. So if the Lord has challenged you beyond your limitations, you should thank him for it. You should thank him for what feels like a no. Because when you celebrate the no, the instead will come. If you celebrate the no, the instead will come. And what is the instead? The instead is the one where God says, I will to do way beyond what you ask or think. Think about it. You'd never be discouraged if you didn't want what you want so badly, but you just wanted what God wanted for you. If you wanted that more, you'd really never get discouraged, because God would always perform his word. And it's so upside down. We think that God is not answering our prayer. No, he's not responding to your will, but he is answering your prayer. It's what you're curious about. That is what creates your world, your reality. What are you curious about? They say that science isn't really knowledge, it's science is curiosity. You investigate. You become curious. Well, God said the same thing first. He said, seek for me and you will find me. Call on me and I will answer you. I'll show you things you don't know anything about. I'll show you things that will surpass your imagination so far beyond what you know to even anticipate that it will astound you and it will drive you to worship. I'll show you things that you couldn't possibly imagine and I'll do them through you. We need that today. Today is that day. We need some Isaiahs and some Davids walking around saying, how can you defy the armies of God? Do you not know? Don't you know what time it is? And the time isn't activated by the hands of the clock. Time is activated by our actuation according to the Word of God, that we move in anticipation for what God has said. And you know when God is in something because it's so far beyond your ability to manage it. That's God. God gave Adam and Eve, he gave you and I the garden, present tense. And he said, this is what I want you to do. And before God announced it to his creation, he announced it to the heavens. In other words, he sealed his word. The word of the Lord is yes, and in him, amen. He said, let us make mankind in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. This wasn't some extreme superpower that Adam and Eve had that you do not have. That extreme power was obey my word. I've given you everything. It all belongs to you. So everything is never enough. Hell and destruction are never full. So the eyes of humanity are never satisfied. You never get enough until he is the fullness of all you want. That's the only time that it happens. Otherwise, it never happens. We can build all day. I can preach a million messages. Nothing matters except the word of the Lord is sure. And the word of the Lord does what God said. Let's make mankind in our image and in our likeness and let them have dominion over all the earth. He wasn't talking about the soil. He was talking about the earth that we are. He was talking about the earth you are. If man will take dominion, how? Over the earth. Why? Because God said so. He will have what? Whatsoever he desires. I'll give you the desires of your heart. How does he have that dominion? That tree, it looks good. But you have thousands and thousands of others just as good. Just don't touch that. Because you have to keep my word. You have to trust my word. One tree in all of the garden. And the word says the exact same tree about, exact same thing about every tree that he spoke about when he was referring to the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He said, don't touch that one. But every other tree is pleasant to the eye and it's good for food. But don't touch that one. See, it's not really your prayer God answers. It's your surrender. If you're surrendered, God will answer the prayers of your mouth because you're a worshiper. You're going to seek the will of God. Your heartbeat is going to be after the heart of God. You have to know how holy he is. And it's all right that it feels so distant and far from who you are as an individual. That's when transformation takes place and you say something like, it's no longer I that lives, but it's Christ that is living in me. See, this is the point we have to get to. And we have to stop doing some of the foolish things we've been doing. We have to stop talking about the devil in our church. We have to stop talking about his authority and his power to have dominion over you. It's a lie. It's not the word. It's religion. It's tradition of men. It has nothing to do with what God said. No evil will come nigh your dwelling. 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. It will not come nigh you. When a man, a person's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Submit yourself therefore unto God. Resist the devil. How? By submitting to God. And what happens? The devil runs from you. So when someone says the devil is after me, my answer is don't rebuke him, just submit to God, and he'll run the other direction. If he's running after you, you mustn't be surrendered to God. If he's running away from you, then you've surrendered to God. There's your warfare. We have to give God the praise and the glory. Hear, O nations of Israel. Hear, O nations of the earth. The Lord our God, he is one God. He is holy. He is right. He is present. He is true. He's forever faithful. He's going to do everything he said he was going to do. And he isn't going to leave you out of anything.
Well, I wasn't expecting that. For who knows the thoughts of a person except for the spirit of the person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now, can you say we have that Spirit? No, not like that. Thank you, Lori. We have that Spirit. If you don't if you preach with me, I might prophesy to you. If you don't, I won't. Here's something, and then we're going to get into something that God spoke has spoken to me and is speaking to me about the depth of something and what today represents. The Lord showed me something last night that I just said, great God. And I'm going to share that with you today. I want you to be mindful today of any prophetic word that you have received at any point in time that God spoke. Any point in time that God spoke. The word of the Lord, you need to hear, your ear needs to hear your mouth say this, and you need to believe it. The word of the Lord, I'll give you one more chance. The word of the Lord is sure. Right? Say it again. The word of the Lord is sure. So if God said it, it's going to come to pass. How do you know God said it? Your faith believes it. The word literally said you can believe anything if it's good. God said, I've thought so many good things about you. If we sat down and talked, it would take an eternity for me to tell each one of you how many great things I have towards you. So there isn't anything good. There isn't any qualifier within us where we can think, how foolish to think, God, maybe I'm asking for too much. What a foolish statement. He said, I'll do beyond what you know to even ask or think. All I want you to do is one thing. Have no other gods before me. If you keep that one commandment, listen, everybody's a worshiper. I don't care who they believe in or doubt. Someone came up to me the other day. I was coming down an escalator, and a certain religion, I won't say who they are, and they asked me, are you so-and-so? I said, I am a born-again believer of Christ. And they said, oh. And that was the end of the conversation. Had I not had my wife standing in the sun waiting for me, because we forgot to get tips, so I had to run all the way up flights of escalators just to get a tip to give to the guy that brings your carpets, because it's a nice thing to do, I would have probably sat there and tried to convert these people. But I could tell immediately that they were disappointed that I served Christ, so I thought, God, you open their heart, and I'll be happy to deliver a word, and my wife will appreciate me coming back sooner than later. The word of God is sure, and it fulfills exactly what God said. Exactly what God said. Anton, beloved, exactly what God said, he's fulfilling today. When you walk by the water, when you walk near the sand, when you touch the sand, God said, you put your foot in a place that wasn't created by man. You have placed your feet in a place that was created by God. That place was your faith that God has given you. That season and that time belong to God, and God has shared it with you. God has given it to you. That sand and the sound of those waves, when you went to bed, when you woke up, was the sound of movement from the kingdom of God. And you're there and you're hearing it because your faith took you there. Nothing took you there. You have no promise except God said, where you put your feet, I will bless and I will give you the territory that you walk in. You claimed more by faith these last few days, this last week, than you could have if you had traveled the world and explored it on your own. God captured the image of his heart in you and your heart in him. And God will do things that will stagger your imagination. You stepped into a vortex of time that is pulling you in even today that you will never get out of because God has drawn you into himself. This is the greatest season of your life. Anton just came back from Hawaii. Isn't that fun? I want to teach, but I want to prophesy too, so. It's really important that you hear what I have to say today. So I beseech you, I urge you by the mercies of God, hear what I have to say today. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, I'm reading from verse 5, it says, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith or whether you're keeping the faith or walking faithfully." Examine yourselves. I often reference Genesis, the beginning of time, because it is God's mind, it is God's decision, it is God's vision, it's God's intentions. He made man in his image and in his likeness, so are you today. God made you in his image and he made you in his likeness. And then he didn't leave you like that. God made you to worship, but he does not make you worship. Or faith is no longer necessary, and the favor that God seeks through you will never be attained. It has to be actuated. It has to be effective. It has to be inherited by faith. We are heirs, the word says, of faith. So, in the beginning, God created you and I, and he saw us the same then as he sees us today, because he saw us through Christ if we would receive his word. And he said, let them have dominion over this, and if they do, they'll have dominion over everything, and I will be glorified in all the earth. And you see it throughout scriptures from Genesis on through into Revelations. The power that we are inheritors or heirs of is the power to keep God's word. And that power comes from something that is a gift to us, and it's called your will. It's your offering. God has given us one thing to bring to him, and it's the only thing we have. Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, you only have one thing that I want. Bring yourself. Surrender yourself to the mighty hand of God. Submit yourself, therefore, unto God, and every demon, devil will run away from you. They won't run after you. Doing right doesn't invoke demonic activity in your life. That is a lie from hell, and there is no scripture to back it any place in the Bible. But they that do the will of the Lord see the favor of God. The favor of God rests on them. The favor of God secures them. And no evil will come nigh your dwelling. Didn't say challenges wouldn't happen. Didn't say things that you don't like wouldn't take place. Didn't say there wouldn't be times that would really challenge your faith. Didn't say things wouldn't happen that you really despise. But God says no evil will come nigh your dwelling, which means I will be with you and all things, Romans 8:28, all things will come together in unison. All things will work together for good. It's the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Why? It's the best way to walk. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because it can't come near me. Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward. No, that's a different one. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because the devil is chasing. No. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Your word is with me. You comfort me. You keep me. In the presence of my enemies, you anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Only good can happen to me. And I will dwell in your presence or the authority and covenant of your word forever. Lo, I'm with you always. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So we have to dump the idolatry of satanic worship in the church. We just have to. David knew. He said, who is an enemy of God? Do you know anyone that can stand against God? To whom do you belong? To whom do you belong? Who is your God? Who covers you? Who clothes you? Every spiritual reality has access to human beings, to mankind, only through your faith and your faith alone. Jesus, it says of Jesus, he could not do many mighty works because of their unbelief. Why? God said, let them have dominion. Let them have power in the earth. That's you. If you relinquish that power and give your faith to a demon because something took place that you didn't like or you thought was evil, so you caved in, that's your worship of a different God. My God says, I belong to him. No evil can come nigh me. He keeps me. He covers me. He clothes me. I walk in his presence and his glory. I serve one God and one God alone. The creator of all that is, the one of ancient days, the glorious Father, the eternal one, the Prince of Peace, the mighty one, the Lord who watches over you, the God of Zion, the God of the temple, the presence, the covering, the clothing of the Lord. We have to consign to one thought and one idea and one God. God is God and he alone is Lord of my life. End of story. Idolatry has to stop. You can't keep doing things and then saying, God, if this is not your will, stop it. No, that is not a prayer that God receives. God says, if you have the power, you stop it. You say, God, your will be done. If this is for me, you make it happen. No, you have to say, God, I'll stand in faith on your word and I'll be the actuation. I'll be your word in living color. I will do exactly what you have said. That's having dominion. Anything else is powerless. You've just relinquished your authority. God, what are you going to do? God said it to Isaiah. He said, well, who am I going to send? And Isaiah said, send me. Send me. Let it be me. The tempest of God's will is far beyond the little waves that we want to walk in. It's far beyond that. It's like a raging sea. The word says, I heard the presence of the Lord. I stood in his presence and it sounded like rushing waters. It sounded like a mighty wind. It was, in a natural sense, it was an overwhelming sense of awe. It wasn't some soft, gentle little breeze. The glory of God is authoritative and he's that way in your life. We should be troubling the earth, not talking about the devil being the trouble in the earth. Believers are the trouble in the earth because they refuse to believe that God is God. They refuse to surrender themselves. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Or do you not realize this about yourself, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test? God said to Adam and Eve, My authority, my power is with you, and I dwell with you. Keep my word, don't touch the tree. I told you not to touch it. All I need you to do is to worship me. Have no other gods before me. There isn't any other knowledge beyond me. There is no other peace beyond me. There's no other joy beyond me. There's no other fulfillment beyond me. God said to them, I want you not to touch that, and I want you to take, by not doing that, keeping my word, then take dominion over everything else. There's one thing in your life God has said, keep your hands off. And that one thing is you. God said, I want you to keep your hands off your will and bring it to me. Your will belongs to God. The power of God answering your prayer is your surrendered will to him. You are either an idol to yourself, or you are an offering unto God. Prove you yourself. Prove you yourself in the Lord. Prove you yourself in the Word. Prove you yourself. Do you remember any prophetic words? Well, the rest of you are probably in a lot of trouble. If you open the Word and read where God calls you his name, by his name, he calls you blessed or chosen. You've received a prophetic word. God has promised to do exceeding beyond all you know to ask or think. But specifically here in the house and those that are viewing today, do you remember, can you lay hold of a word that meant something more than what you wanted? Can you lay hold to a word that represented something that is beyond your ability? We settle for so less because we fail to understand our design. If you know your design, you're going to walk powerfully in God. You're not going to make dumb, stupid choices. If you know your design. We were created, the word says, for His pleasure and for His purpose. Now, everything else we want God to do, everything else we want God to see, God bless my business, or bless my ministry, or bless my family. How do you know you're not already blessed? But anything, any vision you want to see God bring to pass, it won't matter what you do. It didn't matter that Adam and Eve had the entire earth. God didn't just say the garden. He literally said the entire earth belongs to you. I've given you everything throughout the earth. There isn't anything. Can you say anything? There isn't anything that you could ever want that is not within the will of God, and that will is confirmed by your presentation of your own will. God, not my will. Jesus in the garden, the point of power. If there is any way that this cup can pass from me, nonetheless, not my will, your will be done. God, not my will, your will be done. Tell me what you want me to hear, not what I'm asking you to tell me that I want to hear. Not your confirmation on my will, but your will being done through me. Let me be the confirmation of your will. Not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. God, dwell in me. Prove you your own self, whether or not you are in the faith. God has given you an opportunity today. Something is taking place in your life. You're not in trouble. You're in position for God to do exactly what He said He was going to do. He doesn't want you to be able to do it. He doesn't want you to be able to figure out what He's doing and why He's doing it. He wants to give you His Word, so the life of His Word is your life. So the truth and the power and the reality and the creative force of His Word is your reality. We're not supposed to figure out God. He didn't give us the mind to figure Him out. He didn't give us the mind to understand Him. That's why He said, you can't understand me. No one can know the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God that dwells in him. So what God is saying to you today is you're going to have to get rid of all your idols. As the prophet from the old days, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Surrender yourself to the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you. He will elevate you. He will lift you up. He will do what you cannot do, and that's what He wants to do. I saw a flash of the world and us doing and praying so many things, and it disturbed me. Because it felt like the children in Israel just wanting more straw. And after they had experienced the exile from Egypt, then wanting to go back because things were just too challenging. And there's the same sense today. All the prayers about all the things we want God to do instead of, God, tell me what you want me to hear. I mean, if I'm in trouble, then be glorified in it. And I'm going to say, if I'm in trouble, you put me here. And what I'm seeing as trouble can't possibly be trouble if you put me here. You're troubling my faith. You're troubling me. You're making me restless. We say here all the time, let's make heaven restless. The word says that angels are ministering spirits here to minister to us. That's what they are. They're here to minister to you. Because what God has called you to do is so far exceeding beyond all that you know to ask or think. One time David inquired, he said, after the battle and after Jonathan had died, he said, is there one member of the family? Is there one member left that I haven't honored? Is there one that still exists? Someone said, yeah, I know somebody. He said, bring him to me. And the guy they brought was crippled in both of his feet. But he was Jonathan's seed. And he said, this man will sit at my table from this point on forever, and he won't lack anything. I wonder, no matter how crippled you may be feeling, no matter how hampered you feel and how much pampering you want done, God is not going to elevate you by pampering your will. God is going to elevate you by empowering you to surrender your will, which He has already done, in such a fashion that God can do anything that He wants with you, and you're excited about it. See how you think? God can do anything with you that He wants to do, and you're excited about it. Kind of a David attitude. Walk out there, you know his brothers are upset and jealous and envious and saying things about him. He knows that the king and all the warriors are afraid of the Philistines and their champion. He knows that. But he just figures, if I'm here, God must have sent me here. If I'm where I am and I am where I am, then if my steps are ordered of the Lord, God must have sent me here. You need to stop walking away from places saying, I shouldn't have been here, unless you shouldn't have been there. And some of you know what I'm talking about. You may have been there last night. And say, my steps are ordered of God, and commit to something. How can you be faithful over what you pray if you don't believe what you pray is faithful? The Lord orders my steps and stay there. My steps are ordered of the Lord. He delights in me. I delight in Him. I delight in His ways. He delights in mine. He created me to be a pleasing experience to Him. That's why God created you. Be a pleasing experience to Him. Something has taken a dramatic change. You're no longer in Egypt. Think about being in Egypt when God says, what I really want to do is take you to the land of promise. But the land of promise isn't what's surrounded by walls. The land of promise is your surrender to my will and knowing your design. You can't know him the way you want to in your mind, but you can know your design the way you're supposed to. He said, prove you yourself. He said, know what the will of the Lord is. God expects you to know your design. God didn't say, Adam, I'm going to make you obey me. He said, I've given you the power to have dominion over the earth. And that power resides and presides within your willingness to keep my word implicitly, absolutely, without question. And if you do that, you have dominion in the earth. You have power over all the earth. God wants power over all the earth. I'm sitting with some people here today that God called you to this land to declare a voice, a message, to create things. And Lori, God is giving you a newfound passion and love for this land. God is doing that in you. He is giving you a new vision for this place because God wills to fulfill His word. God can do anything, any place, any time. But do you remember the word of the Lord? Do you remember what God has said? The Lord's healing is already working its way in you. Your position is in direct correlation to everything you have ever believed God to do in your life. And recent prayers, God, whatever you want, your will be done. Your will be done. Thinking about being an exile in Egypt, and you're doing all this work, and you're just doing, and you're just not anything like what God wanted you to do or where He wanted you to be because of rebellion. And we've all rebelled. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But it's not where we are today. The rest of the scripture says, but remember, we don't have to fail this test. We can stand strong. What is a test? That is to keep His word. That's why James says, count it all joy when the trying of your faith takes place. knowing that it's proving you. Why? So you're complete and entire. You lack absolutely nothing. What you're after, God already has. Here's the Egyptian say, let's go back and play in the mud. God's saying, I want you to walk over this place, and I want you to see walls fall down. I want you to see the glory of God over. I want you to look. I want you to see that what you're looking at is so far beyond you. God put in your hand, Matt Crouch, far more than you were capable of managing, and he did it on purpose. And he's doing much, much, much more. God doesn't want you to manage. He wants you to be a stone cutter. Word of the Lord to you. Many years ago, a prophetic word came to you. And the word was, Matt, I'm going to drive you like a chisel through granite. I am going to drive you through the chiefest of stones. Granite is about a 6.5 on the Mohs scale. Diamond, the hardest, a 10. Diamond is brittle, strong, but it's brittle. Word of the Lord, to you, that word is still alive today. It is not that God is driving you like a chisel through a beam. Hear the word of the Lord. I will drive you like a chisel through granite. I will also drive you through the chiefest of stones. Not into the center of granite. You are a chisel. When God told the people to build his temple, he sent masons, and they chiseled, they cut stone. They cut stone. They would take it, they would get it from the quarry, because no hammer, no tool, no iron, no axe, no chisel was to be heard in the temple. It was to be done outside. So no disruption was heard in the temple. You are a chisel, but you're not being driven into the center of a stone. You are a chisel through whom God is chiseling the stones to build, as it were building the temple in the day that the house of the Lord was being made. The stone was chiseled outside, but it wasn't driven through as you think. It was driven through to shape the stone, not to drive it through the center of the stone. It was for purpose. God was proving the chisel as God has been shaping the stone. And you anticipate the day that this will end. And I tell you by the word of the Lord, it shall not end. Because you are not driven into a place that you are stuck and wedged. You are being used to shape the stone to perfection, so that it fits precisely as it was done in the building of the temple. The stone was chiseled precisely, so when they brought it from the quarry to the placement, did it fit perfectly? If you hold the chisel, you are a stone cutter. You are a finisher. And not only granite, but diamonds and precious jewels that God has given into your trust. But before the chisel is put to its work, the chisel must be proven. So the Lord has tested and proven you. And as a chisel, from time to time, you must be sharpened. You are not stuck. When you broke through, it means you cut into the stone the shape that pleased the Lord, and you will cut through again and again and again. These are not the moments of difficulty for you. These are the moments of shaping the world God has created around you. This is for placement of stone upon stone to build what God has called you to believe Him to build through you. Precious gems.
things of value, things of dimension, things of strength, things of significance, things that matter, things that remain. And Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. Cornerstone is the first stone they put down. And everything has to line up with that one specific stone. It determines how accurate everything is. So that stone is critically important. And Jesus said, I am the cornerstone. I'm going to take this word and I break it off and I branch it out to the body and to our viewers here today. Receive the word. For we are members of this body, members in particular, each to his call, each to his purpose, each to be connected in a very unique, specific, and significant way. And God is the one that tempers that body together as it pleases him, as he sees fit. The chisel and the granite was not tough, trying times, although you've been challenged in your faith. They're times of shaping. So I tell you again, thus says the word of the living God. I will drive you, Matt Crouch, as a chisel through granite. I will drive you through the chiefest of stones. And you will see my glory and not one thing that I will for you to possess and all that I have given you, not one thing will be taken out of your hands, says the Lord. But I will give you platform beyond platform, unlike you have ever seen, and you will create. Let Hollywood bear your image, and let that image be the vision that God has given you. Take your position and believe me, says the Lord. What is it that I cannot do? What is it that I will not do? But remember one thing, it is not your idea, but mine, says God, that I put in your heart and that I will bring to pass, not because of who you are or where you came from, but because you have dared to believe the word of the Lord. And in this, I will cover you, says the Spirit of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can you remember the word of the Lord? Can you remember what God has said? Words from years back. God is calling them into position today. What God began years, what God began years ago, he has brought together. Who but God could do what is being done? Because the word of the Lord is sure, and God wants you. But Lori, Matt, stand please. The word of the Lord is so sure. So sure. So precise. So perfect. The Lord, this God, he shines. His beauty is perfect. Because of the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord is so sure and definite. You have become heirs to that word that can never be broken, but must and will be fulfilled. And in it is longevity and strength and peace. You'll walk in a day where you'll walk into what your faith has believed for and not even acknowledge what's around you other than I am here because of the word of the Lord, God said. You're not to do the rough work any longer. The definition is put into your hands. The definition of the revelation and the understanding that God has given to you. Nothing stopping, no walls, no holds, but a lot of empty space to fill with faith and confidence and trust that God has said, and the Lord will bring it to pass. Engineered by God, designed by God, fulfilled by God. We will go and capture the former days, and we will make them live and breathe today because they have never died. And the Lord will quicken the mind and the memory of those days, and they will live in the strength that God determined from the very first day, says the word of the living God. God be glorified, God be praised in the house today. The Lord should be worshipped in all His wonder. He should be glorified in all His ways. Steve and Susie, the word of the Lord to you is, I'm a covering over you today. I am a covering over you today. Very simple. What God has instructed you to do, just do. There are doors that open almost as though they were in different cities. The cultures, the visions are different. God has not taken you places simply to impart and leave. But the Lord's been teaching you all along. He's been showing you. And discerning the right from the wrong. What is just and what is not. But most importantly, to have a heart that is willing and to receive beyond your strength that God is doing a new thing that He gives to you, that becomes a part of you. I see a community that God has put you over, almost as though you were shepherding this community of music and sound and song and art, cultivating what God has anointed you and given you the vision to see and to understand. Orchestrate sound from heaven. Your faith has a sound. No instrument plays itself. The instrument doesn't make the music. The disruption of the strings or the keys or the air through the brass instruments, it is the disruption of the calm that creates the sound. Your faith has a sound. And God's making that sound through you today. Your future is a sound, a new sound, a new sound. God is doing a new thing. And yet, how can there be a new thing? The Word says those things which were remain as they are today. There is no new thing under the sun. Solomon, Ecclesiastes. And yet God says, I will disrupt the order of what has been. And He said, I will do no new thing except I reveal my mysteries, my secrets to my servants, the prophets. In other words, they have to say it. Why? Because the Word became flesh and dwells among you. And it is through the Word of God that heaven and earth will unite together. As God has commanded by His Word. This season is nowhere in time. It does not exist in time. It presides within God's people. The Lord has no favors. He doesn't love you more than Abraham, nor Abraham more than you. But the ancient ones looked to this day, to see this day pronounced profoundly. It's time to bring the greatest transition of change the world has ever known. The marketplaces are so yielded for ideas, creative, influential, insightful ideas.
not only technologically, but in the advancement of understanding the kingdom and communicating it in a way that brings an awe to your audience. We are here to provoke heaven. Whatever you release from the earth is released from the heavens. Whatever you provoke from the earth is provoked from the heavens of God. Whatever you stand and believe, the kingdom of heaven will respond. Because it is not by might, it's not by power. You are confirmed by the word of God that God will do wonders in the earth, and the heavens will look and say, look and see what God has done. What is this creation, man, that you are mindful of him, or the sons of men that you visit him? You crown them with glory. You make them lower than the angels, yet they're crowned with glory, and yet heaven's attention is on you. What is it God is going to do? Take the stage. Take film, direct and produce and create and declare. What platforms has God given you? What is visually out there? What creative marketing will God give that will transform the economy into a season of provision? By the wisdom of Solomon, the word says, and silver became as common as stone. The Queen of Sheba, you read about her as you will, but when she approaches Solomon, she inquires, testing, trying him to see if his reputation indeed was real. And she found that it preceded him. She asked every question she could, things you wouldn't even think to ask. Because she in herself was educated and wise and was a seeker of knowledge and insight. Whether all good or bad, God be judge. But she makes this declaration and she says, the Almighty God dwells in you. It is by his wisdom that he has instructed you. Truly, what I have heard did not do you justice. For God's wisdom, spirit of prophecy rides strong in you. The spirit of the word of the Lord rides strong in you. Would you stand? Father, not of might nor of power, but by your spirit, God, so sound, make a sound in this day that literally shakes and makes heaven restless. Revelation and dreams, vision. How many have you seen? God says, I will give them a body. Through the steps that you take today, an uncommon time you are in right now, different than 7.5 years ago, different than 3 years ago, different than 1.5 years ago, 90 days, a course of time has begun to change things. God says, I have called you to trust me, to believe me, to do what you cannot do. Nothing has moved away, but I have brought everything close, and you have felt boxed in. But it is by my presence, says the Lord. Fear not. No one sees what I see. No one knows what I know, says the Lord, but I know. I'll comfort your heart. Be at peace, for the Lord God is with you. Fear not. But what you have asked me for, Lord, give me, show me, tell me, I'll do anything you tell me to do. Candles. You must light candles. There's something at night, a prayer, and God says, I hear you. And I've already answered you. All anxiety, all concern has to go. Let the peace of God reign and rule in your heart. This is the day the Lord has heard, the Lord has confirmed, the Lord has answered. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A fragrance, I smell the fragrance. I'm coming from a candle. My presence is sweeter than the fragrance that you light, says the word of the Lord. My fragrance is more fragrant than your own fragrance that you wear. My fragrance is a smell that will cause you, a fragrance that will cause you to remember my word in a way you'll feel like it's happening all over again. The dream that began fell short. No, it didn't.
God brought it in close. And this is the greatest season of your life. Rejoice in the goodness of the Lord. He will keep you. You have the power. No, you shall receive power. Once the Holy Spirit comes on you, God, you and only you are worthy of praise and glory. We are all worshipers. Everyone is a worshiper. Everyone worships something. You can't get away from it. It's what you do. It's who you are. Everyone has to worship something. The most confirmed non-believer is a worshiper. We are made to worship, so we worship. The question is, to whom is your allegiance? Who do you worship? If God, then He is the only God. There is no God but of God. There is no God. And there is no power but of God. And the powers that be are ordained of God, which means He rules and reigns in it all. There's one authority, one God, one Lord, one Christ, one will, one wisdom, one life, one way. And He either abides in you or you've rejected that way. I ask you today, pray with me, Father. Deliver me from myself. Save me by your Spirit. Fill me with your power. I believe you are the Christ, the Lord who came beyond imagination. You redeemed, you saved, you poured out your blood, you laid down your life, you took it up again by your own power, and no one took it from you. You laid it down of your own will. By your own volition, you did what you did. So I receive that gift into myself. I receive your worship. So I worship you. I receive your praise. So I praise you. I receive the will you have given me. So I make it an offering to you. And I renounce all idolatry. You and you alone are God. And I worship you. Church, I'm telling you, the dawning of a new season has just begun. Almighty God, God the Lord has spoken. And He summoned the earth from the rising of the sun till its setting. This is that day. God has summoned this day. God has summoned this moment. God has summoned the earth. The Lord has summoned the purpose of this day. This is the day God has made. I rejoice in you, O God. I am glad in it. I praise you for it. I worship you. Lori, there is a mystery, a treasure God put in you that will come out on a platform that isn't functional yet. Mysteries and treasures. God bore witness to a word. I see you thumbing through pages and pages and pages. I actually don't see you thumbing. I see your finger. I see pages and pages. I see pouring over insight and ideas and revelation and knowledge. In one moment's time, the awakening of everything that has ever been true in any page read and any page turned, in any voice heard, in any prophecy prophesied, God will quicken in a moment's time. And it will come together in such harmony, it will feel as though it is so simple you could explain it to your 2-year-old grandchild. A child could understand. But the power of it is profound. I know you know this. Lori, you're not over yet. You have just begun a brand new season in time that will never end, but it will increase. And the weight that is bigger than your shoulders will be lifted from you. And the joy of you, you're going to feel so light. You will feel this in your spirit, but it's going to affect you all the way through your body. It just feels like I'm walking on air. It just feels so light. I haven't felt this way in years. The lightness of the Lord. The burden of Egypt is lifted. God is breaking a curse from generations that you walked into and took over. And God has blessed all that He has done. But there is a curse believed into, acted upon, that God is breaking. So no one will again oppose or pose a threat to what God has built in you and given to you. The fighting will end. The dispute will cease. All of it. And the Lord will be glorified. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we worship you. Come on in the house. Stand to your feet. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house. Father, we worship and praise you, a finisher of things. Joe? God, I need God or I names. Tie it up. Finish it. It's what you do. Make it. This is the tying up, finishing, make it complete time. Get on it. Get it done. Make it happen. Just do it. You have the word from me to you. From the word of the Lord that I trust. Do it. Just do it. Just say, I'm going to do it and do it. And the Lord will back you in the vision. There are some pieces that just aren't, and you know it. Don't be shy to say what you know. Be bold to say, this is what needs to be done. And the Lord will stand behind you in it. You see some out of place things, bring them into place. Be courageous. Speak. And do. And then the multiplied resources will accompany the vision. You don't have to be concerned that if you step out, what if? It is. It will be. All resources and all agreement will be there. And if you doubt, call me and I'll give the word and it will get done. But do what God has said. Because this is a time not to wait, not another month, but to actuate, to act upon what you see. Bring order where order needs to be brought. T's and I's. T's and I's. T's and I's. Write it down. Make it plain so the reader can run with it and tell him to run. The Lord will make your honor, your word honored, and the Lord will honor His word in you. Incredible season of your life. Father, we worship and praise you. Come on, if you're going to worship, clap, clap. Give the Lord a shout in the house. glorify his name. New time. New season. Who is the young lady right here? Yeah. Margie, I know you, Margie. Hi. Now I get it. Now I'm not as impressed by what I'm going to say. I hear a word, I hear song coming out of you. Remember the new? How could you remember the new if it's new? But God will sing it through you. Remember the new. Not from the days of old, remember the new. How can I remember the new? God will sing it through you. Out of you comes abundance of song. Don't worry about who will follow or what will they say. Believe the Lord, the dawning of a new day. The new will come. It will come through you. The newness of song God will bring out of you. And this is that day. Be encouraged in the Lord. Nothing is ended. God never brings you to an end, only to a brand new beginning. And this is that new beginning. This is the greatest season of your life. Simple. Father, we worship. Come on, you can worship the Lord. We will bless you, Lord, at all times. Your praise will continually be in our mouths, O God, with joy. We rejoice in you. We worship you. Just worship him for a minute. Can we do that? What a sweet presence here today. Great and mighty are you, O God. Great are you, O Lord, in all your ways. Would this be Chad? Chad, be glad. Because if you will listen, God will give you footing and direction. Chad, be glad. Just be glad. Just listen. Does your brain ever shut off? Do you ever shut down? Instead of sleeping, I see you writing and thinking. The word of the Lord to you is, listen. The Lord hasn't brought you into a place to speak right now. Listen. If you will listen, you will be assigned. And your assignment is from the kingdom of God. And the Lord will make you a part of something far bigger than you imagined. I hear you're not here, you're someplace else, and you say, if the Lord will, well, he will. But he requires listen. Just listen. You have an opportunity over the next few months. Some things are going to change all around where you are today. Listen, and it will be brought to you. God's going to make it easier than he's made it for you. You're a salesman, guy. You can sell. You can sell anything. God says, I don't want you to sell. I'm bringing things to you that have already been paid for. And I want to bring it through you because I'm about, no, not right word. Oh, I get it. I am about, God is all about bringing through you what is a great, great deal. Vast sums of resources, like plugged into 1,000 pipelines. This is the time to listen, exercise, contrite before the Lord. Discipline. It's to listen and hear what God has to say. It's time to rest your mind and to rest your body. And the Lord strengthen and renew you in what you are about to do. God give you many, many years of health and strength, a strong heart and lungs to do as God has said you will do. Fear not. In your silence, you will be heard more loudly than when you speak. And when you speak, the little will become much and quickly received. Your gift for selling will be a gift now, a presentation of worship in a way you've not known. God is doing a new thing. Today, you stand in the middle of a new thing. You've said it's time for a new thing. You're crazy in a good way, but you're a crazy man, and you have to run, literally. You have to be moving nonstop. Be still and know that God is God. This is a new day for you. Discipline is such a powerful gift. And in it, the strength that you know that you can't get it across sometimes. You talk and it's like they're so dumb. They didn't get what I said. The wisdom is within you. In simplicity, God will bring out profoundness. This is the greatest season of your life. Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house. Father, we worship and praise and seek and thank you, God. You are Lord of heaven and earth, God, ever present with your people, the Lord of wisdom and wonder. We love you. We worship you. We glorify you. Only by you, God, is anything that can and will be done, done. Lord, for you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life. I'm going to prophesy the rest of the day if we don't stop. So give the Lord a shout of praise in the house. The altar is open. The altar is open for your who is this? I was just going to call you out. Do you have something to say? Oh, because you're the one I wasn't going to prophesy to. God has broken you. You have fallen on the rock. Whew, there it is. Wow. Right there, Father. The kingdom of God is heard in you. Not the kingdom of men, not what men say, not what they pronounce, not what they want. You see it differently. You always have. Who is this 6-year-old child that the Lord keeps, brings to present day? Isn't it you? Didn't God save you from terror and fear and uncertainty and bring you into a place of brokenness yet again? And that brokenness was your surrender. You fell upon the rock, so the rock didn't fall on you. The kingdom of God is heard in you. The Lord is going to minister and do creative things through you. You have a vision for the future. You see the future. And the ideas you have are not yet understood, but God will make them so clear. You know what the vision is. You see the kingdom of God as it's meant to be here in the earth. That's what you see. And this creative potential is not potential. It's promise. And that power is on the inside of you. In that you step forward, the Lord said you just stepped into what you've been hoping for. You will go back. I don't know where back is. You will go back, but you will come back. And I will do through you as you have asked me to do. You asked me to speak to you. Here is my word. I have answered you. And I'll tell you what I need you to hear. And I will do through you what I have placed in you. 6-year-old girl, God called you. And today you stand in power. according to His will and His word, and no one but God knew it. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your love. He is the love of your life. You are a worshiper, and you are a creator. The Word of God is creative in you. And as God spoke to Eve, the Lord speaks to you and says, take dominion. But you will never again touch the tree which the Lord has said, do not touch or eat. Ah. God has given you wisdom to do what Eve could have done. You'll speak to the serpent, and the serpent represents technology. It represents innovativeness. You will tell the serpent how to worship God. That's your anointing. That's your call. You are a foreteller of the future. Had Eve have told the serpent, you bow down and worship God, the serpent was subject to the word of the Lord. It was the most cunning creature that God had made. It wasn't the devil. Sounded like him, but it wasn't. God said, that's the most cunning creature that I've made, and God blessed it. And God said, take dominion over it. Eve, take dominion over the serpent. Knowledge, technology, creativity in abundance. And be the prophetic face of God is doing a new thing, and make the serpent worship and serve God as it was intended to in Jesus' name. You will do it. Give the Lord a shout in the house. Okay. You know, to be successful in anything you do, you just have to be really good at it. Just be really good at that one thing God called you to do. Just hone it. The only thing I'm good for is I'm a good listener. I listen. I have a feeling. Something. I can listen well. I can listen well. You can hear well, and you can do well, because God is very well with you. Not only in the house, but those that are viewing, God's word is to you from here. He finds no space or distance. And the moment that space opens, God fills it. He created the void. It never existed before, but He's created that in your life. And this is His greatest season, greatest time of your life. And Father, for it, we praise and worship You. We love You. We do. Jesus' name. When you come in the name of Jesus, remember, it's not the period or exclamation after a sentence. It means Jesus and I come before the Father together. I come in the identity of the one who has made me who I am. It's not a magical phrase. We are coming in the identity of Christ. I'm telling you, hear me. Heaven and earth are coming together right here, right now. And this is the greatest season of your lives. If you believe it, say amen.